evening, everybody. Welcome to the first part of our Elul series on improving our midos. And I took a little bit of a liberty, poetic license within this topic, so hopefully you'll find it as meaningful as I did. Our learning tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmas Moshe ben Avram, whose yahrzeit is tonight, my father's yahrzeit. And of course, as always, Esther Tehillah Bas Gavriel Pinchas. The genesis for this shiur was a really impactful story I once heard about Rabbi Victor Miller. And Rabbi Miller said that when he was in the Slobodka Yeshiva, they used to have a vad, they used to have a group that got together and they used to discuss different midos, they used to discuss different qualities. And each month, here there's a bunch going around, and each month they would get together as a group and they would discuss which quality they want to discuss. And one month they would discuss anger, and the other month they would discuss patience, and they would go around and they would discuss different midos that they wanted to work on each month. And at one point, it came to the month of Elul, and they decided, you know, what are we going to work on this month? What one attribute are we going to focus on that we are going to work on? So one of the Bacharim raised his hand and said, I think we should work on MS. We should work on being more truthful. And everyone's like, yeah, that's a great idea. I think we should do that. And then another one of the boys raised his hand and said, no. He said, that's too cliche. Everyone talks about MS. Everyone talks about truth. He said, I think we should spend the next month focusing on Sheker. We should spend the next month focus on lying. And of course, you can imagine all the boys sitting around, focus on lying. So he says, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on lying about ourselves. We're going to focus on pretending like we're on a higher level than we actually are. You see, so often, more often than not, I should say, we get narratives in our head. There's a little voice in our head that says, this is who I am, this is who I'm not. This is what I can do, this is what I can't do. And because we have that voice in our head that tells us what we can and cannot do, or who we are and who we are not, so it limits us. Because I say, oh, I'm this person, I'm not that person. I'm the guy who doesn't go to Minyan. I'm the guy who can't learn Gemara because I don't have enough of a background. I'm the guy, right? So we create these narratives that become self-fulfilling prophecies. So says the boy in Slobodka, sometimes we need to lie to ourselves. We need to tell ourselves we're not something that we have, or that we are something that we're actually not. We have to pretend to be something. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, because that story had a profound impact on me. You see, in our society, there's a premium that's placed on being real, right? You know, what's it, Coke, the real thing? Everything's about being real and being authentic and being genuine. In fact, the whole thing about social media is how could you be fake but still be real at the same time, right? That's the whole, like, hop of social media. Because if you're too fake, everyone tunes you out. And if you're too real, then everyone sees your imperfection. So you have to be fake, but you have to pretend to be real and genuine within your fakeness. Okay? So that's the society we live in. And so we put a premium on being real and being authentic. And if I don't feel something, I can't do it, because that's not authentic and that's not being real. And I'm here to tell you tonight, and this is the premise of our entire shiur, that during the month of Elul, you have to be willing to lie to yourself. You have to be willing to be inauthentic. In fact, Rabbi Miller, of Avigdor Miller, so I didn't even realize this. I was telling someone what I was speaking about. So he told me he has a shiur about this, and it's called The Artificial Man. And that's the whole premise. Sometimes we have to be artificial. In modern parlance, we would call it fake it till you make it. Whatever verbiage you want to use, that's the general idea of what I want to talk about tonight. Is even when we don't feel something, and even when it doesn't feel authentic to us, and even when it doesn't feel genuine, sometimes it's okay to lie to yourself. Sometimes it's okay to be a little bit fake. Sometimes it's okay to be not genuine. Now, how do I know this? Well, first of all, we have a source. This is probably the most famous source when I mention this notion of, whether we would call it fake it till you make it, I'm going to call it the power of pretending, and you'll see why I use that word specifically. But the Gemara Maseches, doesn't say it there. Probably because it's a Gemara in many different places. But the Gemara says, Damar of Yudah Marav Le'olam Yasuk Adam Metorah Mitzos Afal Pi Shelo Lishma Shemitok Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. Which is a nice way of saying that, again, even when it's Lo Lishma, I'm not doing it for the right reason, nonetheless, says the Gemara, you should do it. Why? Mitok Shelo Lishma, because even if I'm doing it for an inauthentic reason, Bo Lishma. So even if I'm giving tzedakah, not because I really am a good person, but because I like honor, and I have a big ego, and I like seeing my name on the weekly, and I like seeing my name in bright lights. So the Gemara says, that's okay. Mitok shelo lishma bo lishma. You should still go through the motions of doing the mitzvah, even though it's inauthentic, because hopefully you'll get to the point where it becomes authentic. And even if you're coming to the shir, not because you actually are interested in the shir, but because your spouse kicked you out of the house, or because you want to prove to all your friends how religious you are, so the Gemara says it's okay. Mitok shelo lishma bo lishma. It's a process. And even if you're not doing it for the right reason now, the goal is that ultimately you will come to do it for the right reason. This is also famously brought down. I'm going through the more famous sources first. In the Sefer Achinuch, Sefer Achinuch has a very famous idea where he writes, Ki acharei ha-pa'ulos nimshachem alevavos, that we think, first we feel something, and therefore we act a certain way. So first I feel a connection to Hashem, and then I daven. First I love my spouse, and then I give her a gift. First, right? So first I have to feel something, and then because I feel that I act upon it. Says the Sefer Achinuch, we get it wrong. It's the actions that dictate our emotions, not our emotions that dictate our actions. I don't first love my spouse, and therefore I give to her or him, in whichever case you're dealing with, right? I give, and that giving is what generates that feeling of love. The more you go through those motions, the more you go through the action, it could actually create a reality for you. And so therefore, when we talk about the power of pretending, when we talk about this notion of mitok shelo lishma bo lishma, when I talk about this notion of being inauthentic, be a fake, be a liar, the reason is because it's a means to an end. Because acharei ha-pa'ulos, nimshacham alevavos, says the Sefer Achinuch, because it's my actions. The more I behave a certain way, it's going to actually turn me into that thing. So even though it's inauthentic at the beginning, and even though I'm faking it at the beginning, even though I'm pretending at the beginning, nonetheless, the more I do something, acharei ha-pu'ulot, the more I do that pu'ula, means an action, nimshach al malavavos, eventually, that's going to turn me into that person. Where do we see this idea? Halachically, it's not in the source sheets, but this is brought down famously by the Rambam. The Rambam, in his commentary on Perkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, Hakol lefi rov ha-maaseh. It's all about the abundance of the action. So the Rambam says, what does it mean, rov ha-maaseh? So we usually think it means that the more actions I do, the better. But says the Rambam on this, a beautiful halacha. The Rambam says, if you have the chance to give $100, and I could give you an $100 bill, or I can give you $100 100 times, so $1 100 times, which is better? Now, if I'm speaking as Rabbi Moskowitz of the Shul, I would say, give me the $100 bill. Right? We like up front, everyone should join pillars because it helps us set the budget. Right? But the Rambam says, if you're asking me what you should do, you should give the dollar 100 times. Why? Because the more you behave that certain way, you actually become that thing. And so if you want to be a giver, the act of giving over and over and over and over 100 times, says the Rambam, it makes you into a giver. That's this idea of the Sefer Achinuch. Ki acharei ha-pa'ulos, the more you act like a giver, nimshach al malavavos, it'll make me into a giver. You want to love someone? It's not that you love them and therefore you give to them. It's you give to someone, and as a result of giving to a person over and over and over again, that's what's going to cause you to love that person. That's the idea of the Sefer Achinuch, acharei ha-pa'ulos nimshach al malavavos. So we're not just being fakes, and we're not just being frauds, we're not just pretending as an end into itself, but it's through the act of pretending that we actually become the thing we're trying to become. The pasuk that I think symbolizes it the best is a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Lases lapsaim armatz. Perek aleph pasuk dalet. Lases lipsaim arma. To give to a simple person shrewdness. In other words, you have to be a cunning. You have to be a little bit slick. You have to be a little bit sly, right? Where do we see this best? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is known as a, I don't know what word in the English language do you want to use it. He's tricking his entire way through life, right? Says the pasuk in Mishlei, that's who you have to be. Lases lipsaim arma. We have to master the art of trickery, says the pasuk in Mishlei. We have to master the art of pretending. Arma. We have to trick. We have to trick ourselves. I tell myself, I'm not this, I have to trick myself into actually believing that I am that. I might say to myself, you know what? I'm not a runner. Never have been. Never will be. Sometimes you have to convince yourself. You have to trick yourself into saying, no, I can be a runner. And you might say to yourself, I don't have a Gemara background. I didn't go to yeshiva. It's gibberish to me. It's an archaic language. It's Aramaic. I'm not the guy who can learn Gemara. That's what the pasuk says. La seis lapsaim arma. You have to trick yourself. And the way that you trick yourself is by getting that narrative out of your head that says, I'm not this, because we're going to now spend, from now, it's Yud Gimel El, everyone in this room tonight, for the next 17 days until Rosh Hashanah, we're going to pretend. We're going to trick ourselves into believing we're something that we're not. And we're going to act in a way that we might not be at that level yet. But you know what? That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, Achareya Pe'ulot Nimshach HaMal HaVavos. That if we behave away a certain amount of time, we actually become that thing. Now, this was not just Chazal. Obviously, everything is rooted in Chazal, and it shows you that Chazal knew things far before in modern psychology ever did their, you know, beautiful studies. But if you turn your page, this was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and it made such an impact on me, I filed it away, and when I was searching my files for the word fake or pretending, this came up, and I remembered it. The article says the following, second paragraph, two recent studies describe what they call the Batman effect. Children who pretend that they are Batman, or Dora the Explorer, or any other heroic figure you want, do better on measures of self-control and persistence. In other words, when I associate myself with a superhero, when I tell myself I am Batman or I am Superman, they found in research that children actually behave like those superheroes, which is amazing. In the first study published in 2015 in the Journal of Developmental Science, the experimenters gave 48 five-year-olds increasingly challenging problems that required them to use their skills of control and self-inhibition. For example, researchers might ask a child to sort cards according to their color and then suddenly switch by sorting them by shape. Between the ages of 3 and 7, children gradually get better at these tasks. The experimenter told some of the children to pretend to be powerful fictional characters as they completed these tasks. The children even put on costume props, so they'd put on a cape or a Dora the Explorer backpack to help the pretending along. The experimenter said, quote, now, you're Batman. In this game, I want you to ask yourself, where does Batman think the card should go? The pretenders did substantially better than the children who tried to solve the task as themselves. In other words, when the children pretended to be something that they're not, when the children pretended to be a superhero, just that small act of pretending led to better outcomes. That's exactly what we're talking about tonight. That's the pasuk in Mishlei that we just quoted. La seis lapsaim arma. You have to trick your mind. You have to pretend to be something that you're not. And so in this study, the children pretended to be Batman or Dora the Explorer or Superman. There's no reason all of us can't pretend to also be something that we're not. And so you want to push yourself to do anything in life, whether it's in Jewish or not Jewish, you want to become a better, you want to be a better davener, or you want to show up at Minyan, or you want to show up to a shir, or you want to get yourself out of the house for fitness, or you want to stop eating that piece of chocolate cake, whatever it is you're going to be. All you have to do is pretend to be the model of success that you want to be. So if Batman can do that, then so can I. And if this person, this athlete can do that, then so can I. When we pretend to be something, then we actually can become that reality. That's what the research has shown, and that's exactly what Chazal knew a long time ago. That's exactly the Sefer HaChinuch, Ki Acharei HaPe'ulot Nimshach HaMalavos. If I act a certain way, then I actually become that. But I think it's much deeper than that. I'm sorry for those who are at Mincha Marv. Didn't make it into the source sheets because I found it right before Mincha. But it'll be good review. Listen to this comment of the Seimei Shmuel. This will blow your mind away. And this is exactly what this research, again, it's so amazing how Chazal understood things far before modern psychology. This is Seimei Shmuel on this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Savo. The Pasuk says, Haskes Vishma Yisrael. Haskate means to like pay attention, Vishma Yisrael, and to listen. So the premise of the Seimei Shmuel isn't paying attention and listening the same thing, right? So I said it in Chamarav, obviously not, because we oftentimes will listen to our spouses without paying attention to them, right? It's called every night at the dinner table, right? But so the pasuk says, Haskate Mishma Yisrael. Not only should you listen, but you should pay attention. Right? In English, we'd call that active listening. The Sforno says, what does it mean, haskeit? So the Sforno writes, siyur b'machshavtecha. Siyur means to like paint a picture in your mind's eye. So what does that mean? That you have to paint a picture in your mind's eye. Listen to Shemi Shmuel. I promise you, if you came for nothing else this entire shiur, it was worth it for the Shemi Shmuel. He says, Hinei ze limud gadol l'chol habali tayr. Anyone who's trying to improve, this is key. Sheterem yikarev l'chol davar she'lasoso. Before you start anything, in ruchnias or in gashmias, whether it's pursued in Judaism or in any other avenue of life, heim b'torah tfilu v'achfilu b'davar shus. He says, even if it's a diet, even if it's fitness, even if it's exercise, lo yeniva l'asoso, do not start what you're about to do, terem yitzayir ba'atzmo heitev, as adavar ahu v'tzuraso v'ta'alaso. First, create an image of what that process is going to look like. First, envision what success is going to look like. And so you see this with athletes all the time. Phil Mickelson, I believe, or Jack Nicklaus, excuse me, was very famous for saying that before he took any golf shot, he first stood there and envisioned exactly what that shot was going to look like. What it was going to feel like to hold the club, what the swing was going to feel like, what it would feel like as the club hits the ball, how he was going to watch the ball go, what it was going to feel like when it was this. He went through every part of that motion before he even stepped up to the golf ball. You see that with basketball players all the time. They'll oftentimes tell that when they go to a free throw line for a free throw shot, before they shoot the basketball, they envision in their mind exactly what it's going to look like and what it's going to feel like when that ball goes in and what it's going to feel like when the crowd cheers for them. Says the Shemi Shmuel, that's what we do as well. Every aspect of life. That before you want to accomplish anything, before you start off on anything, whether it's a diet, whether it's a fitness regimen, whether it's a marriage, whatever it is you want to do, first envision what that process is going to look like, what success is going to look like. Because only if you know what the goal is, only if you know what success looks like, do you know then what it is you're working towards. Says the Shemi Shmuel, Vizeu Hachanas Elul Kodem Rosh Hashanah. The Shemi Shmuel says, this is what Elul is before Rosh Hashanah. The whole point of Elul is that we shouldn't show up to Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and then start wondering to ourselves, what do I really want to ask God for? And what do I, right? The month of Elul is to create that image, is to envision what does a successful Philip Moskowitz look like? What does a successful version of myself look like? What will it look like if I improve on this midah, this characteristic? What will it look like if I'm able to get out of the house 5 minutes earlier in the day? If I'm able to join the Kolo Boker? What will it look like if at dinner table I put my phone, right? Envision what that experience looks like, says Yishemi Shmuel. Envision what the success will feel like, how good you'll feel about it. And then he says, only when you know what your goal is, then you know what you're acting for. Then you know what the destination looks like. You know how to get there. That's the same idea here of the Batman effect that they talked about in the Wall Street Journal article. What is the power of pretending? The power of pretending is the Batman effect. When these children pretended to be Batman, what they're essentially saying is, this is who I want to be like. This is the type of person I know that I can become. If Batman can do it, and I know that Batman can do it because I saw it on cartoons yesterday, then I can do it as well because I have that image of what that success looks like. When the children pretended to be Batman, they were able to act like Batman. So all we have to do is not mimic Batman and not copy Robin and not pretend to be like Superman. But if we first envision what the best version of ourselves is going to be, what does the best version of myself look like? What would my next year ideally want to become? Now that I have that image, I say to myself, why can't I be like that? Why can't I pretend to be like that just a little bit? So we're not going to create the Batman effect. We're going to create the Philip Moskowitz effect. We're going to tell ourselves, this is who I know I can become. This is what it looks like if I'm the most successful version of myself. And now I know what I'm working for. So essentially what it is, it's an affirmation of who I want to become and what I think I can become as well. And so what I want to do is get very practical and give you three, I guess, genres of examples of how it is that we can lie to ourselves, fake ourselves, pretend to be something that we're not. And I want to do it in all aspects of our life. Bein Adam l'chaveiro, Bein Adam l'makom, and Bein Adam l'atzmo. So we just talked about Bein Adam l'atzmo. To myself, that I can lie to myself, that I can pretend to be something that I am not. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, when you pretend to be like that, eventually, acharei ha'pu'ulos, nimshach ha'malavos, I'll actually become that thing. And that's what says the Shem Yishmuel, is the entire purpose of Elul. The entire purpose of Elul is so that I know what I'm supposed to be pretending to become. I know what it is I'm working towards. That's Bein Adam la'atzmo, myself, that I'm going to lie to myself. And all of the narratives in my head holding me back of me saying, oh, I'm not this, and I'm not that, I'm not this person, and I'm not that person, and that's not the type of family that we have, and this is not the type of family. No, all of that's off the table. Just pretend and fake, says Rav Avigdor Miller. We're going to work on sheker. We're going to work on lying to ourselves for the month of Elul and pretending that we are something that we're not, because that'll create that self-fulfilling prophecy. What about lying to Hashem? So Rav Nachman of Breslov has a beautiful piece in Sichos Haran, source number 6, page number 3, where he makes this exact point. He says, "Beinyan HaTfila, I'm venturing to say, I'm going to go out on a limb here to say, that everyone in this room, at a various point in their life, some perhaps more than others, has struggled with davening. And there are days where either we don't feel like davening, either because we're lazy, or because it's difficult for us. Everyone in this room, at a various point in their life, has had difficulty davening. And everyone's had that feeling where sometimes you're sitting in davening, or in Shmon Esrei, and you know sometimes you'll be at like Shema Kolenu, when all of a sudden you'll snap out of the trance that you were just in, and you'll wonder, did I say the first brachos? Like, what am I doing here? And you're like, what am I, charade? I'm playing a game? Like, what exactly is going on here? Listen to what Rav Nachman says. He says, Be'inyan HaTfilin, I have the English translation on the bottom for those who like to follow. When it comes to davening, Lefamim ein la'adam shum hislavos betvila. There are some times when we feel zero enthusiasm to davening. We have no motivation to daven. Utzrichen la'asos la'atzmo hislavos v'chamimus v'leiv boer la'tvila. At times like that, says Rav Nachman, we have to pretend. We have to fake it. We're going to go through the motions even though we don't feel it. Exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Right, acharei ha'pu'ulos, sometimes you go through the action even though you don't feel it. Kamo l'mashal shenimsa lefamim she'adam osa la'atzmo roges ad sheba bekas v'nisrages. I've never seen this in my house, but I've heard about it. Rav Nachman says, sometimes, you know, a person will get into a tizzy about something so silly, but they work themselves so much up that eventually they actually get into a tizzy. So he says, right, sometimes you pretend to be angry and then you actually get angry. And then there's something in Yiddish, which I'm not going to pretend to understand. Kamochein, the third paragraph. Mamish b'kdusha b'inyan ha'tfila. Says Rav Nachman, this is the same thing when it comes to davening. Tzrichim l'famim la'asos la'atzmo roges. Sometimes we have to fake it. We have to pretend. We have to go through the motions even though we don't feel it. V'yasa lo chamimus v'tav'eiras ha'lei b'dibur tfila. We have to force ourselves to feel that inspiration. We have to force ourselves to feel that enthusiasm when it comes to davening. And when we force ourselves, when we fake it, when we go through the motions and we pretend, says Rav Nachman, V'al yedei ze yavo achar kach be'emes li slavos v'chamimos halev betvila. Says Rav Nachman, don't give up the times when you're not feeling it and when you're not in the mood and when you feel like you're just going through the motions and what's the point. Says Rav Nachman, sometimes, yeah, you go through the motions. And sometimes you pretend. And sometimes you fake it. Why? Because the more we go through that motion, when we pretend to be something, we can actually become that. And that's exactly what he says. V'yizke shi'ivar libo l'shem yisparach v'yispal b'yisavas gadol. That if we go through the motions, if we fake it, even though we might not feel it, eventually that will become a self-fulfilling reality. He says, v'chein b'inin asimcha. So too when it comes to happiness. Right? Newsflash, and again, I'm venturing to say there are people in this room, I'm sure, who get up sometimes and say to themselves, I'm just not in a good mood today. I'm not feeling it today. Simcha, Rav Nachman, not for me today. Says Rav Nachman, the same exact principle applies to happiness. Bifrat b'shas ha'tfila, she'tzrichim chiteyeh tfila b'simcha gedolo, tzrichim la'achriach atzmo, l'sameach atzmo, b'chol ma'ashayacho, kedei liskos l'simcha ubefrat b'shas hatfila. Sometimes you got to fake it. Sometimes you have to pretend. Sometimes you have to go through the motions. V'im lefamim, next paragraph, daita mevul bal ve'inu yachol b'shum ofen l'sameach atzmo. And sometimes you're just not feeling it. You're in a horrible mood. Life circumstances prevent you from feeling that sense of joy. You have to pretend. You have to be ki'ilu. You have to be as if you're happy. And you have to go through the motion. And you have to fake it. And even though you're faking it, and even though it's pretend, even though you're pretending to be Batman when you're walking around with joy, and you're really not because your heart is heavy, or you're sad about something, and you feel like a faker, and you feel like a fraud, and you feel like you're lying to the world. Exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch said. That when we go through the motion enough, even if we're not feeling it, even if we're lying to ourselves and to the world around us, eventually it seeps in. Eventually we become the person that we've been pretending to be. Says Rav Nachman at the end, the Eitza Zos, this advice that I just gave you, he Eitza Gedola Me'od, right? Those are strong words. This is like powerful advice. Gam Bechol Advarim Shebekdusha, in any area of life, in any area of holiness, Shebetchilas Srichim La'asos Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Lahot, Acher Oso Adavar Shebekdusha Ve'acher Kach Zochin Be'emes Lazeh Ve'havein Me'od, which means pay attention to what I'm telling you. There are times when you don't feel like davening, and there are times when you don't feel like learning, or there are times when you don't feel like pushing your husband out to learning, and there are times when it's easier to convince yourself not to do a certain thing. There are times when you don't feel like being happy, and there are times when you don't look like putting on a show for the world. Says Rav Nachman, you have to go through the motions. And when you pretend, and when you fake it, and when you lie to yourself, then eventually it'll seep in. And eventually you will become the person that you've been pretending to be. We see this time of the year more than any other time of the year. I'm just going to go through a few quick halachos. Some are more familiar, some are less familiar. Page number 4, source number 7. Of course, I think the most famous one is the notion of Pas Akum. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. In between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we take on certain chumras. We take on certain stringencies that we're not going to do the rest of the year. And every year I wonder to myself, who am I faking? Who am I lying to? God knows the second after Yom Kippur, I'm going to go back and not keep these. So what's the point of doing it during our Aseres Yimei Tshuva? The answer is exactly what we're talking about. What I'm doing is I'm giving myself an image of who I can be. I might not be there now. I might not be there in a year. I might not be there in 20 years. But at least I'm able to prove to myself, I'm giving myself that image that the Shem Yishmuel spoke about of who I can become. So example number one is Pas Akum, Pas Yisrael, I should say. The Shulchan Aruch says, Af al pi, af mi she'enu nisar mi pas shel akum beseris mei tshuva, tzarech li zayir. We know that there's a halacha, that even though those who are not makbid on Pas Yisrael the rest of the year, we're careful about Pas Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Source number 8, the Chayadam, says, why do we do this? He says, third to last line, Lachein me'aroi shenis aineg adam be'aseres yimei tshuva b'dvarim v'chumros. He says, Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a time to take on chumras, stringencies, things that all year round you might say to yourself, I'm not at that level. That's not who I am. We're not that type of family. So Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you know what? Pretend. Fake it. Go through the motions. Lie to yourself. All year round, you might say to yourself, we're the family that sits around and binge-watches Netflix. No, it says the Chayadam during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You can pretend. You can lie to yourself. You know what? For these next 8 days, I'm going to pretend to be someone holier than I am. I might not be there. And right after Yom Kippur, I might go back to exactly the way I am now. But you know what? For 8 days, because Rosh Hashanah is 2 of the days, for 8 days, I'm going to pretend to be something. For Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you know, we don't want to be that family. That annoying family that's always like sharing Divrei Torah at the meals and forcing Zemiros on people and shutting down Lashon Hara. No one likes invites to those families. So we don't like to be that. That's not the type of family. But you know what? For these 10 days, we're going to pretend to be that family. We're going to pretend. we're going to sing a Zemer, and we're going to share Dvar Torah, and we're going to try not to speak Lashon Hara. And even though we're not going to conquer, and we're going to revert right back after Yom Kippur, says the Chai Adam. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you pretend, you take on Chumras. Mate Ephraim, source number 9, talking about Malav HaMalka. Malav HaMalka, during the summer, is really hard. The winter, it's easy, right? It reverses itself with Shal Shudis. I don't know about you. I'm at an age I can't eat late at night. I get indigestion, right? So Malav HaMalka is hard, says the Mate Ephraim. During Aseres Yemei Tshuva, fake it. Push yourself, pretend, for one Motzei Shabbos of the year. Shabbos Shuva. We're going to come home, we're going to be hungry, because Rabbi Goldberg will have just spoken for 2 hours, right? So we're going to be hungry. So Shabbos Shuva, I'm going to, all year round, I don't eat Malav HaMalka, I'm not that guy, that's not my mitzvah. But you know what? For one Shabbos a year, I'm going to pretend. One Shabbos a year, I'm going to lie. I'm going to fake it. Mate Ephraim in the next source. Mayim Achronim. Right? Mayim Achronim. To wash before we bench. I'm sorry, not next source. Sorry. Still source number 9, the second of the Mate Ephraims. Excuse me. Right? So Mayim Achronim, all year round, I don't do Mayim Achronim. Shechter says you don't have. Again, different minhagim, whether you do or you do not. But you know what says the Mate Ephraim? V'yakar kach notel mayim achronim af mishenu noig b'chol hashana. Even if all year round I don't do it, you know what? Seres Yemei Tshuva, I'm going to do it. Because I'm going to fake it. I'm going to lie to myself. I'm going to pretend to be something that I'm not. Now, next source. This I just thought was a beautiful source. The Imrei Noam, the fourth vision of Sarebi. He talks about this notion of taking on chumras during Seres Yemei Tshuva. Why do we do it if we know we're going to revert right back? So we're saying it's because we're pretending. And we're going to become the person that we pretend. I just thought this was a beautiful source. I brought it for you here. The fourth line, he says, "Sheino doma echad omed lifnei amelech leechad sheino omed lifanav." In other words, the way I behave when I'm by myself is different than the way I'm going to behave when the principal's in the room, when the king is in the room. So all year round, I'm sitting by myself. So who cares? Okay, so if I behave that way, great. If I don't behave that great, okay, yeah, eventually there'll be consequences, but none of us think that far ahead. But during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he says, you're standing in front of the king, you're in the principal's office. Of course you're going to be on your best behavior. So even though all year round I don't do Malav HaMalka, but the king's right here, how could I not do Malav HaMalka? All year round, I eat Bishul, Pas Yisrael, but here the king's in front of me, how could I not eat Pas Yisrael? So that says the Imrei Noam is why it is during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What are some other minhagim? What are some other examples of this where we pretend to be someone that we're not? Another great example, Yom Kippur. What do we do on Yom Kippur? Well, the Rama writes, Yesha Kasu, source number 11, Shenagu Lilbosh Begadim Levanim V'nikim B'Yom HaKippurim Dugmas Malachi Asharis. How do we act on Yom Kippur? We act like angels, right? We dress like angels. Now, spoiler alert, I'm not an angel. You could just ask anyone in my family, right? My mother's here, she'll attest to it, right? I am far from an angel. But you know what? For 25 hours in about 20-something days, I'm going to pretend to be an angel. Who am I kidding? I'm going to fake being an angel? I'm going to pretend being an angel? So for 25 hours, I'm going to wear white and stand with my feet together. So I'm like tricking God? Who am I faking? Of course, everyone knows right after Yom Kippur. I'm going to go back to speaking Lashon Hara. I'm going to go back to getting angry. I'm going to go back to binging on Netflix, right? All of that, I'm going to go right back to. But for 25 hours, I'm going to pretend to be an angel? Yeah, that's exactly it. For 25 hours, we pretend to be Batman. For 25 hours, we pretend to be Dora the Explorer. So we're putting on the clothes. The kids put on the capes. What do? We put on our white clothes. And we stand with our feet together. We act. We pretend. We fake. Because you know what? Now we've created that image in our mind of what I can be. That's the Shemi Shmuel. Now that I know what it's going to feel like when that shot goes in, I know what it's going to feel like when I know what the best version of myself looks like, now I can know how to get there because I faked it. I lied to myself. I suppressed that narrative that says that I'm not something or that I don't have to be something. Source number 12, we do this again on Yom Kippur. We act like angels. All year round, we whisper Baruch Shein Kvo Machas Ole Olam Va'ed after Shema. But says the Medrash of Abi Yom HaKippurim, second to last line, Shehein Nikim Kamal Achei Asharis. On Yom Kippur, we're clean like the angels. Hein Omri Moso Befarhesi, we scream, Baruch Shein Kavom Achsolam Vedu. We're angels. Who am I kidding? Angel? Baruch Shein, yeah, I'm faking it. I'm absolutely, unapologetically faking being like an angel for 25 hours. I'm pretending. I'm lying to myself because I'm undoing that narrative that convinces me that I'm something and not something else. And that's the power of what we're able to accomplish on Yom Kippur. So we did Bein Adam La'atzmo. We touched a little bit on Bein Adam La'makom in our Avodas Hashem. And now I want to talk about each other. How can we lie to each other? So here I have a beautiful essay from Rav Victor Miller. And I've seen various ideas like this in multiple sources, but I was on a Rav Victor Miller kick for this year, so I brought it for you here. He says, now, if you're not sure if you're doing it right, he's talking about smiling. I'll give you a heter, which means your leniency, to stand in front of a mirror and practice it until you get it right. Right? Now, by the way, there's a lot of research actually about this. You can Google it in modern psychology. I think I actually brought a few because I threw it in at the last second. Yeah, in the next page, you'll look it on your own. You could all read English. But it's an NBC News article about smiling. And it talks about looking in the mirror and smiling into the mirror. In other words, practicing smiling, he says. What do you think Yosef was busy when he was looking at himself in the mirror, says Rav Victor Miller. I never thought of it that way. Yosef's looking in the mirror. He says, yeah, Yosef was practicing being nice to people. It sounds so funny. I have to practice being nice to people? I have to practice smiling at people? He says, yeah, we have to work on it like we work on anything else. Even at a young age, Yosef was preparing for this great avoda, making sure to make other people happy with his facial expressions of warmth and caring and concern. And you can practice on your poor wife or your poor mother. Believe me, they could take a little bit of happiness from you once in a while. Not my mother. I always bring her happiness. It's no great happiness to be living in the same house with a grouch. Don't think this is a small thing, right? You might be laughing. Moskowitz talking about smiling. He says, don't think this is a small thing. It's a career. I love that line. It's a career. Making people happy is a career. If someone would ask us, what career would I choose in life? Not as a parnassa. In other words, I'm not doing it for money, but as a Jew. So we would tell them, learning Torah is a wonderful career. Davening is a wonderful career. And those are great careers all of us should strive for. But those need a certain amount of work, of concentration. They don't come easy. So all of you are thinking like, oh, I can't be a learner, or Judaism's hard for me. Every time the rabbis tell me to do something, it's too hard. He's like, this is the easiest thing you could do, right? They don't come easy. But here, I'm offering a career of greeting people with a pleasant smile. It's so easy. It's an easy path to greatness. A career making people happy with a brief encounter. Now, a career means that it's your life. All day, all night, whenever you can, you're smiling at someone, adding a little bit more happiness to this world. And the opportunities are as endless as the people you meet. And you'll be living successfully if you do that. All of your life, you'll be sowing seeds of happiness wherever you go. Now, you might be asking, right? But I'm faking it. This morning, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. My child was in my bed for 3 hours last night, kicking me in the back, right? I'm supposed to smile at someone this morning, right? So I'm faking. We should be real. Everything in this modern society is real and genuine and authenticity. So no, says Rav Victor Miller. No, that's the point. Is it's okay to fake it. If you want to become that something, if it's lishma, if you're doing it for the right reason, then it's okay to pretend. He says in the beginning, you might have to be artificial, right? This is based on that lecture of Artificial Man. And do that. Be artificial. Learn to be an actor. Even if you don't feel like smiling, do it anyhow. And as you practice this, right? Think back to everything we learned in the Shir. The Sefer Achinuch Acharei Hapu'ulos Nimshach Al Ma'alavavos. The Rav Nachman of Breslov. The idea that we have to be cunning, that we have to trick, we have to be lying. Right? Think about everything we said. Do it anyhow. And as you practice this, after a while, you'll begin to feel some sincerity. And you'll be able to turn on the light, the pleasant smile on your face whenever you want. And you'll feel good doing it as well. But you already know that in this place, we like to work in small steps. And that's because we want to stick. By making small, consistent steps, and consistent is the key word here, a person can achieve greatness. And so, we'll start by working on the following program together. I'm giving you homework to do. This is for every single one in this room. Hey, I'm talking to you. But it'll pay off very well for you if you keep it. All day long, you have opportunities to work on this. But at least make sure to do it 3 times a day. 3 times minimum. Make sure to greet at least 3 people every day with a warm smile. It's not just enough to think about it. You have to start doing it. And so that's our homework in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So we're going to work on smiling. There's a great story. Rav Hoffman, there was a sefer that was put out. I forgot exactly what his role was, but he was very involved with the... It's a sefer that made the round. They recently translated into English. And there's a great piece in there about smiling. And he says a bachur, a yeshiva bachur, once came over to him. And the bachur didn't have a lot of money. And he says, you know what? I always feel bad because I want to do chesed, but I don't have the means. I don't have the resources to do chesed. If I were rich, if I were wealthy, if I could, right, then of course I would give tzedakah and I would do chesed and I'd be, you know, the Pied Piper. But I don't have that ability. I'm a yeshiva guy. I don't have the money. I can't do chesed. I can't do tzedakah. So Rav Hoffman looked at him and said, I'm going to give you an act of chesed that costs no money whatsoever. And he said, the act of smiling. And he made this exact same point. He said, a smile costs you nothing, but can literally change another person's day, if not another person's life. And that's exactly the point that Rav Avigdor Miller is making here. I quote you this article from NBC News just to show you that again, once again, what our rabbis knew far before modern psychology. And the article says, ever had someone tell you to cheer up and smile? It's probably not the most welcome advice, especially when you're feeling sick, tired, or just plain down in the dumps. But there's actually good reason to turn that frown upside down, corny as it sounds. Science has shown that the mere act of smiling can lift your mood, lower stress, boost your immune system, and possibly even prolong your life. It's a pretty backward idea, isn't it? Happiness is what makes us smile. This is exactly the Sefer HaChinuch. Don't I have the emotion first, and then the action is the result of that? Said the Sefer HaChinuch, no. It's the action that comes first, and then the emotion that follows. Sefer HaChinuch knew that many hundreds of years before NBC News. Because they write here, happiness is what makes us smile. How can the reverse also be true? The fact is, a smile spurs a chemical reaction in the brain, releasing certain hormones, including dopamine and serotonin. And you can read the rest on your own, okay? Serotonin, excuse me. Okay? And that's what we're going to work on. It's just one example. A smile is contagious. There are things that cost us nothing that we can fake it. Think about what Rav Nachman said about simcha, about joy. It's the same thing Rav Avigdor Miller saying about happiness in smiling, right? Sometimes we're not feeling it. But if you fake it, if you go through the motions, if you lie to yourself, then eventually that becomes the self-fulfilling prophecy. I quote at the end, just to give the balance for some of you who are wondering, right? There is obviously a downside. There is a negative. There is a possible concern of faking it. For example, the Rama, when he's talking of this source number 15, is talking about shuckling. He says there are those who shuckle when they daven. There are those who stand still during davening. So the Rama says, do whatever you want. But he says, however, it has to be authentic, right? In other words, it has to be L'shem Shemayim. You can do whatever you want, but it has to be L'shem Shemayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'akol l'fi mashu adam, it has to be genuine to you. Im mechavein heitein, al yedei tenua yisnanea. In other words, if you're doing it l'shma, if you're doing it for the right reason, then it's okay. But v'ktas misna'aninim, tenua mishubeshet, she'aguf omid al amdo, rak barosh hofech pam leiminu pam l'smol, derech gaiva, ein lasoskim. But if you're doing it just to be arrogant, if you're doing it, right, then he says, that's probably not best to do. So we have to balance it, obviously. We have to want to do it for the right reason. We have to want it because we're looking to grow. Noam Elimelech in Vayikra says on the Pasuk, Al tifnu el ha'elilim, that you should not turn to idolatry. Says the Noam Elimelech, what is it that we're talking about? What form of idolatry? So he says it is the idolatry of copying another person. Of copying another person. He says, when you copy another person in a way that's completely inauthentic to yourself, and you're not doing it for the right reason, you're just trying to become that other person, he says, that's a form of idolatry. Now, obviously, if you're doing it for the right reason, everything we've discussed up until this point is lishma. That's what we should be. So I'm allowed to copy the person if that's ultimately the type of person I want to become, and I'm doing it lishma, and I'm doing it for the right reason. But if you're doing it simply for the end in of itself is to copy another person, to make more friends, whatever the case might be, then he says, that's a form of idolatry. But I want to begin with where I started. And that is the power of lying. Go back to that original story in Slobodka, where the student said, what should we work on? And one yeshiva bacher raised his hand and said, I want to work on sheker. I want to work on lying. And what he meant to work on lying is, we are, for the next 17 days, going to work on pretending to be something that we might not be. That we have this voice in our head that's always giving us a narrative of who I am and what my limitations are and who I am not and what I cannot become. But the avoda, this idea of pretending, this idea of allowing ourselves to lie to ourselves, allowing ourselves to fake it, is actually the most freeing idea in the world. Because then it's boundless. I'm no longer held back by the narrative in my head. I'm no longer held back by the voice that says that I can't be a runner, or that I can't lose weight, or that I can't stop eating the chocolate cake. But now I tell myself, you know what? I can. I can be that person. And I'm going to pretend to be that person. And I'm going to do it once, twice, three times until eventually that becomes who I am. And whether it's in davening or learning or lashon hara, or whether it's in smiling, or whether it's with our children, or the type of spouse we want to be, or our ability to control our anger, or to be a more generous person, any of those voices that say, that's not who I am, I'm here to tell you tonight, that's who you can become. And it starts with faking it. It starts with pretending. It starts with allowing yourself the freedom of not always be genuine, and not always being authentic, and not always being real, but sometimes allowing yourself to be a little bit fake. Everyone have a great night.